I'll put up some papier after the user agent character. Today's date is 7, correction 10, 26, 20, 24, dictation is 4. Miss Cheryl Rudolph. Rudolph spells R-U-D-O-L-P-H. Cheryl spells C-H-E-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 07-19-1963. This is a 61-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, insomnia, depression, peripheral edema. Is here for follow for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since the last, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review assistant patient reports breast discomfort on the left. She said it is not quite plain, instead, it just bothers her. Period. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She denies weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 97% of room air. Blood pressure, 142/94. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 98.1. Pulse, 98. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented tennis, recurrent alert suit tennis normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is breast mass / breast cyst. Assessment number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3, insomnia. Number 4, depression. Number 5, peripheral edema. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound of patient's breast. Subcentimeter mass / cyst was identified. This study was not definitive. We will go ahead and send patient for a mammogram. She was given a consultation for a mammogram to be done. I'm not advised to come back with the results, period. Our medication will refill as follows. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Zolpidem, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily. Daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Abilify, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Spironolactone, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Zoloft, 50 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Next paragraph, I receive a call from the pharmacy stating that patients was still within the time frame for Zolpidem, and she informed the pharmacist that she went on a cruise and lost her medication. I advise the pharmacist not to refill the medication until the time is up that she can purchase over-the-counter Benadryl for sleeping. She has other medication which may help her with sleep, namely Abilify, Zoloft. End of dictation.